Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an Apache-style bassline blend for that VHS rave. Old School Jungle and DNB Energy inside Ableton Live 12. The goal here is not just to make a big bass sound. We want something that feels like it came off a warp tape reel. With a clean sub, a ragged mid-range body, and a dusty, haunted top texture. Think foggy warehouse broadcast, not polished pop synth. A really important mindset shift before we start. Treat the bass as three separate jobs. The sub holds the floor. The mid layer defines the riff. The noisy top layer adds attitude and character. If one layer starts doing another layer's job, the whole sound gets blurry fast. So we're going to build this in layers, keep them controlled, and then blend them like a mix engineer instead of trying to force one synth to do everything. Let's start with the foundation. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. We're using it for the sub because it's clean, stable, and super mix friendly. Set oscillator to a sine wave, and turn the other oscillators off for now. Keep the amp envelope snappy, attack basically zero, decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds, short release, and a sustain that feels tucked in if you're using shorter notes. If you want glide later, turn on mono and legato now. Now write a simple bass line in a low register. Most notes should live somewhere between F1 and E2. Keep it simple. A few repeated notes, maybe one or two jumps, but nothing busy. In Jungle and Old School DNB, the sub should stay centered and stable so the kick and break can punch around it. That stability gives you headroom for the grit we're adding later. Also, make the notes a little shorter than the grid when needed. That little bit of space can make the whole groove feel tighter and more aggressive. Next, we build the body layer. Duplicate the MIDI track or create a second instrument track, and load Wavetable or Analog. For this blueprint, Wavetable is a great choice because it gives you movement without losing the old-school feel. Start with two saw oscillators, slightly detuned. Use 2 to 4 voices of unison, keep the detune modest, and low-pass the sound so it lives in the mid-range instead of fighting the sub. A little filter drive helps thicken the note. Now add slow motion. Use an LFO to move the filter or Wavetable position, synced around 1/4 or 1/8 notes, but keep the depth subtle. We're aiming for tape wobble and internal movement, not EDM wobble. If the sound starts feeling too modern or too glossy, pull it back. The Apache vibe is that dark, chanting, rolling reese body that feels like it's speaking. A useful teacher tip here, think in frequency lanes. Below about 90 Hz is sub. Around 90 to 400 Hz is the body. Roughly 400 Hz to 4 kHz is character. Anything above that is hiss, air, or tape noise. When you tweak the sound, ask yourself which lane you're changing. That makes sound design way faster than just turning knobs until something feels better. Now let's add the VHS rave texture layer. This is where the worn tape character really comes in. You can go two ways here. The first option is to build a noise-based layer using operator or analog, then high-pass it around 250 to 500 Hz, add auto-filter movement, a little saturator drive, a touch of redux for downsampled grit, and maybe some very light chorus ensemble for width in the upper mids. Keep this layer quiet. It should add color, not dominate. The second option is even better if you want authenticity. Resample the reese layer. Solo the mid-bass, record it to audio, and then chop or warp it lightly. Don't overcorrect the imperfections. Those small wobble moments are part of the character. You can reverse one or two chops, run the audio through erosion, then saturator, then a dark auto filter, maybe a tiny room reverb if you want a smeared broadcast feel. Again, this layer should be felt more than heard. Now we blend everything on a bass bus. Group the layers and put EQ8 first. Clean out any sub-rumble below about 25 to 30 Hz. If the reese is boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If the texture gets harsh, tame the upper mids around 2 to 5 kHz. Then add saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip-on. If you want a little more pressure, drum bus or glue compressor can help, but keep it subtle. The point is density and control, not crushing the life out of it. If you want parallel aggression, make a second dirty chain. Keep one clean chain for sub integrity and one dirt chain with things like overdrive, saturator, redux, or erosion. Blend the dirt chain in quietly. This is one of the main secrets of the whole blueprint. The bass feels bigger because it has multiple personalities, but each one is doing its own job. Now let's write the actual phrase. This is where the bass becomes musical, not just textural. In Old School DNB, the bass needs to answer the break, not sit on top of it and flatten the swing. Try an 8-bar structure. Bars 1 and 2 make the statement. Bars 3 and 4 give a variation. Bars 5 and 6 answer the first phrase. Bars 7 and 8 build the fill and turnaround. A really effective pattern is to hit on the downbeat, leave space where the snare lands, then answer with a short offbeat note. That little call and response makes the bass breathe with the break. If you're working with an amen style chop, the bass should leave enough room for the drum accents to speak. If the bass is too constant, the groove feels slower and more crowded. If it leaves space, the drums suddenly feel faster and more urgent. Use velocity to shape the phrasing. Strong notes can sit in the 95 to 120 range, while ghost notes and pickups can be much softer. Keep some notes shorter before the fill so the drop feels tighter. And if you use glide, use it sparingly. One slide into a note at the end of a phrase can feel vocal and expressive. If every note slides, the effect loses its power. Now we bring in movement with automation instead of more notes. This is where the VHS rave color really comes alive. Automate the filter cutoff on the Reese layer, maybe sweeping from a few hundred hertz up toward a couple kilohertz across the phrase. Lift saturator drive by a small amount only at phrase endings. Add a little extra texture or reverb send on the final note of a section. You can even automate auto filter resonance briefly before a switch up to create tension. A great workflow tip in Ableton is to freeze and flatten once the core sound is working. Then edit the audio. Add warp markers, reverse a tiny slice, duplicate a little hit, or shift a note slightly. A lot of old school grime comes from editing audio, not endlessly tweaking synth parameters. That imperfect, slightly unstable movement is part of the aesthetic. Now let's check the low end like a club system would. Put utility on the sub and keep it mono. Use spectrum to confirm that the fundamental is stable. Compare the bass and kick at a lower monitoring volume. Switch to mono and make sure the mid-bass still carries the groove. Watch for clashing in the 50 to 90 Hz range. If the kick already owns a frequency peak, don't force the sub into the exact same spot. Let them share the space intelligently. Use sidechain only as much as needed. A small amount of kick sidechain on the sub can help it breathe, but in jungle you usually want movement more than obvious pumping. The kick should speak, not sound like an EDM ducking effect. Now think about arrangement. A strong DNB section often starts filtered and sparse, then builds into the full blend. You can begin with just the sub and break, bring in the mid layer, then introduce the texture. Before a switch, mute the sub for half a bar and let the drums and texture create that hole in the floor. Then bring the full bass back on the next downbeat. That contrast hits hard, and it feels classic. You can also create a rewind moment by slicing a tail, reversing it, and tucking it under the next downbeat. That tiny trick works beautifully for VHS rave color. It feels like the track is rolling tape backwards for a second, before slamming forward again. Let me leave you with a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the bass too wide. The sub should stay mono, and any width should live only in the mids or highs. Don't overdo distortion on the sub, distort the mid layer instead. Don't write bass that fights the drums, and don't let the Reese swallow the mix. If the sound gets muddy, cut the low end from the mid layer and simplify the pattern. Here's the short version of the lesson. Build a clean sub, add a moving Reese by, layer in VHS style texture, shape the blend with Ableton stock processing, write a phrase that leaves space for the break. Then use automation and resampling to give it character and motion. If you get the balance right, the result will feel dark, old school, heavy, and cinematic without losing clarity. For practice, try making a 4-bar loop right now. Use operator for the sine sub, wave editable for the Reese, and either resampled audio or noise for the texture. Write a phrase with a couple repeated notes, one octave jump, one rest before the snare, and one fill at the end of bar 4. Automate the filter across the 4 bars. Bounce one section to audio and make a reverse chop, then test it with a jungle break loop and check mono compatibility. If that loop already feels like the start of a drop, you're on the right path. And once you hear the bass and break talking to each other instead of fighting, that's when the whole Apache-style VHS rave vibe really comes alive.